There's a breaking story this morning. A scheme which helps severely vulnerable children in Belfast has it become the first victim of the Stormont stalemate. Extern, the charity which runs the service, say they have received a letter last Friday telling them their funding is being stopped. This is funding which the charity claims costs just 83 pence per day for each child they help. Extern's intensive family care support supports around 240 families a year. These are families which really struggle to cope. Let's talk to Charlie Mark, CEO of Extern. Charlie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. First of all, tell us about this letter. What did it say?
Well, Stephen, I have to say I'm totally shocked and devastated about this decision that was made on late on Friday. And I've just come from telling 47 staff that they no longer have a job. So you'll forgive me for being shocked, devastated, angry, as my staff are, that a service which has been transforming the lives of 240 families who daily are faced with issues including self-harm, suicide, addiction, mental health and domestic abuse, have been told that 83p is too much for the government to pay. Shocking, angry, dismayed. Words fail me because only 12 days ago, I was being told by senior ministerial advisers and by ministers that this was a service that it would be morally wrong not to continue with.
What does the service do?
What the service does is it was set up 3 years ago because it was recognised by the Health and Social Care Board, who had the vision to commission a pilot, and I applaud them for that, because statutory services were failing our young people. Children on the child protection register, there was an increase. This project, this service, has been working with professional staff, 240 families a year, hard-to-reach families who were slipping through the cracks because their normal statutory services were not enough. The board commissioned an independent evaluation of the service, which recommended clearly that this service should be continued, not just because it only costs 83p per day, but also because it saves five government departments significant funds, because these services intervene with families. Our staff go in, sometimes they'll find children on sleeping bags on the floor, they don't have beds, they have mental health issues, they're living with suicide, and their son or daughter has started to engage in antisocial behaviour.
What will the service actually do then? So let's take that example of a child who is suicidal.
Yep.
What would Extern have done?
So what Extern have done and are continuing to do until the 31st of March is to take a whole family approach to look at the root causes and be with that family 24/7. Statutory services provide a 9-to-5 phone-in service, and that was deemed inadequate. That is why this pilot was commissioned, because families were slipping through the net. So our staff go in, they look at the root causes of the problem. Let me give you a practical example. So one case, there was a mum, and she had her three children taken off her, and they had to be adopted due to the mother's addictions. She had 47 criminal convictions prior to seeing our Extern staff. Since over a period of only 18 months, our staff dealt with her and with her family. She's had no new convictions. She's no longer taking drinking drugs. She has a new home. And two of the children are now living back with her happily. And what's more, she's studying on a healthcare course.
And so what they've done is...
Yes, I don't know what is.
I can see a letter to you here from Richard Pengelly.
Yes.
And he is basically saying it would not be feasible to roll out the service across Northern Ireland.
Well, it's bizarre, Stephen, because the question that I asked the board in January was under the contract that we have with the board, we have a contract for 3 years, which can be extended for a further two. So the civil service haven't actually asked the question that we put to them, which is a family in Belfast not worth 83p? A child on the child protection register, is it not worth this society? Stephen, what has our society come to if I get a letter from a civil servant telling me that our most vulnerable children are not worth 83p. It's a disgrace, an absolute disgrace.
Well, that's not what Richard Pengelly has said in this letter. He hasn't said they're not worth that, but he has said that your funding's stopping. That's it.
So what's the difference there, Stephen? If I was to give you 83p, what could you buy with that?
What was the total cost of this?
So the total cost was £350,000 per department per year. The five government departments funding this service have a resource budget of £9.5 billion, or roughly £26 million a day. £26 million a day, OK? We've had 85,000 a day going up in smoke because of RHI, yet we're asking for 83p. The first casualties, as you just said earlier, Stephen, the first casualties of the collapse of the Northern Ireland Assembly are vulnerable children and families. In any crisis, who are the first people that we rescue? Children and families. This government, or this civil service, rather, because the politicians were right behind us, and up until 12 days ago, I had promises of support. I was told it was morally wrong.
Who promised you?
Ministerial advisers. The ministers of the five government departments said the only thing.
Did any ministers? Did any ministers personally promise you?
I had verbal promises from the ministerial advisers. I have some written correspondence as well from some of the ministers who said the only thing stopping this is a budgetary decision. So I'm. Let's bring this back to the reality, Stephen. It costs 83p per child per day, and I have a letter saying. Where the board and the chief executive of the Health and Social Care Board had the opportunity to extend a service which costs 83p per day per child, and he's made a decision not to. Before a budget has been set and prior to the election, ministerial advisers were saying, quote, it would be morally wrong to let these families down. These are families suffering. Sorry, Stephen?
It's quite a profound thing you've said this morning,
yes.
That you believe you're the first casualty now,
yes.
Of the Stormont collapse.
There is a children's bill which Stephen Agnew and they got through the assembly in its last sitting to require government departments to work together in the interest of children. This was a service that brought health, education, economy, communities and justice together. It was the first of its kind. It was externally evaluated, factually proving to take 31% of children off the child protection register, 67% reduction in young people involved in offending or antisocial behaviour, and 56% of children have increased attendance rates at school. This was a service also saving, as well as it costing 83p per child per day, it was saving five government departments the cost of keeping children on the child protection register, of putting them into Hyde Bank prison. In terms of economy, we've been working with the families and the children to keep them in school and to get jobs. And that case that I quoted, we've worked with a lady who social services and statutory services had written off 47 criminal convictions, addictions. We've turned her life around in 18 months.
And now you're being told.
And now
it's
we're being
over.
Told that 83p is too much.
How did.
Too much. Not even a Mars bar could you buy for 83p.
What was it? What was the conversation like with your staff today?
Stephen, I have to say I'm very emotional because. You know, the staff, the first thing the staff said to me is, what are we going to tell our families? Now, Mr. Pengelly has said that the trust or the board have been working with us to reduce the numbers of families. And that's right. But the reduction is actually from working with 240 families today, we're working with 187. So the first question my staff who have been professionally trained to deal with these families, these very difficult families that society called hard to reach and they give up on them. The first question they ask, what are we going to tell the families? That's how much my staff care about turning the lives of people around, families.
And will those staff now be made redundant?
Those staff, I had to tell them this morning because the reason I'm so shocked by this, Stephen, is because up until 12 days ago, senior politicians, and I have in writing from some of them, as well as verbal promises, that the only thing that stands between us getting this service continued is the budget. Now, my understanding, and you might be able to help me.
Can you read any of that out to me?
Sorry?
Can you read any of that out to me? Have you got any of it?
I can tell you that I have I have in writing the phrase that it would be morally wrong to let these families down.
Wait, who said it? We need to know who said that.
Well, I've had this. I mean, and I'm sure what we're asking today are people, MLAs, to come out to nail their colours to the mast. I've had politicians, senior politicians, leaders of parties, writing to me from the DUP, from Sinn Féin, from the Independent. The three of the government departments funding this service were DUP. One was Sinn Féin, and the other was Independent. All of them, verbally or in writing, have said to me that it would be morally wrong not to continue with this service, and that it was purely a budgetary.
Who, for example, from the DUP?
Arlene Foster.
Arlene Foster wrote to you or said to you?
Wrote to me.
And what did she say?
She said that it was the budget, that because a budget had not been set, she could not promise that this service could be continued, but that she would do everything she could to support it because she recognised the huge impact of this service. And
so the leader of the biggest party in Northern Ireland,
funding three of the three departments that she at that time and her ministers.
When did she write
over.
To you?
Sorry?
When did she write to you?
2 days before the election.
So the leader of the biggest party in Northern Ireland
mm-hmm.
said that she recognises the work that
yes.
you're doing,
yes.
and that she would do everything she could to
yes.
fight for you to
yes.
this, for it to continue.
And equally, the advisers on the Sinn Féin side also said they
who
would
do within Sinn Féin
everything. Jennifer McCann.
What did she say?
She said that she was doing everything that she could to ensure that this service continued, that it was purely a budgetary decision. So now we know that this, and the reason I'm so angry, Stephen, is because, as I understand it, there isn't a budget yet, but in advance of a budget being set, who are the first casualties of the collapse of the Assembly? The first casualties, who are normally the people that you rush to support, vulnerable children on the Child Protection Register. What has our society come to when they are the first casualties in advance of a budget, a service which cost 83p per child per day,
and you compared that
26 million,
and you compared that to the amount that's been lost with RHI.
I've compared it to that. I've also compared it to the fact that, as well as the cost of 83p, what about the savings? The independent report commissioned by the Health and Social Care Board, which was trumpeted in a big event in July in the Europa Hotel, has been amazingly successful. The full report came out in November, a report commissioned by the Health and Social Care Board saying this service must continue.
What is it? I'm just trying to get a sense here that you clearly feel that you had support from both Sinn Féin and the DUP.
Yes, and the Independent and the Justice Department.
So you clearly thought, OK, in terms of support in Northern Ireland, you've got the influencers.
Yes.
It doesn't go any higher than Arlene Foster, does it?
No.
And yet they're doing it to you anyway. They're taking your money away.
And that's why I fail to understand that on a Friday afternoon I could be sent a letter which actually doesn't really address the question.
Well, here's what the Health and Social Care Board are saying. They
okay.
say that basically you were a pilot project for 3 years. They say that they procured the support service on a pilot basis for 3 years in 2014. The service was delivered by Extern, comprehensively evaluated. Families involved in the pilot have been engaged with and supported by social services throughout the pilot. And they say this will continue.
This will continue?
Yeah. So in other words, social services will now continue to support these families. In other words, they're saying the families aren't going to be left with nothing.
Okay, well, let me just take you back to why.
We are working, they say, with the Belfast Trust to ensure minimum disruption and impact to these families as the pilot comes to an end. So, in other words, they're going to ensure minimum disruption.
Okay, so let me take you back to why was this pilot commissioned in the first place? It was because the departments recognised, and specifically the Health and Social Care Board, recognised that statutory services were failing. They work 9 to 5. Our staff work 24/7. When do crises happen? Do they happen at 9 o'clock on a Monday morning? Usually they happen on a Saturday night, a Friday night or a Sunday Our staff provide the service for 83p 24/7 when families need us. It was recognised. Why was the pilot commissioned? Because statutory services were failing.
Let me bring
so
in
that's
the
what we're returning to a failed statutory service.
Let me bring in the Green Party leader, Stephen Agnew, this morning. Your thoughts on this, Stephen?
Well, firstly, my sympathy to Charlie, his staff, and the families affected. I came out to meet with them last year, and was very impressed by the project. And it was, as Charlie said to me at the time, the outworkings of the Children's Services.
But none of you have been able to do anything about it. They're gone.
Well, what I had when Charlie raised the concerns, written, and as he said, we were the sense we were getting from ministers was that this project would be continued, and this should focus the minds of the cross-party discussions, because in the absence of ministerial responsibility, civil servants have made the decision to cut this scheme.
But the
47
civil servants
jobs, and they there will be many other projects like this one that will be at risk.
But which civil servant decided to cut this?
Well,
I see that this letter from Richard Pengelly has been copied to the head of the civil service, Sir Malcolm McKibben. So who ultimately decides to take this money away from an organisation helping children? Who?
Well, we need to drill into the detail on this, but obviously Richard Pengelly himself is a senior civil servant, and a significant proportion of the funding was from the Department of Health, but it was across five departments. So what we need to see is if this was one department making the decision on behalf of them all, or if individually they've all come to the same conclusion. This is the type of detail we need to find. But if we've no budget in place, my concern is how many more projects like this will go to the wall? Because as we've seen, and as we've heard from the response, the civil service response is, well, we'll continue this in-house. Now, I don't want to knock social services. I wouldn't. They do fantastic work. My partner's a social worker. But this was additional on top of what social services
Here's a statement now from the Department of Health. They say the pilot's now come to an end. Work has already started to consider how we successfully apply the learning identified to both existing statutory services and non-statutory family support services. In other words, they're saying, Charlie, they can do it without you. Stay there. We'll come back after the 10 o'clock news. Okay, so we're just learning in the middle of the show this morning from the CEO of Extern, Charlie Mack, who's with us today, that he has just at 9:30 today told 46, is that correct, Charlie?
47.
47 of your staff that they're losing their jobs. The government, well, the civil servants have cut your funding. And that's it. You say that you support an average of 230 families per year. You're saying, and I'm just trying to read in between the lines of these statements here, Charlie. You're saying that you're providing a service to vulnerable children who otherwise would not be cared for 24 hours a day. If I read from the statement that's just come in from the Department of Health here, they're giving a different twist on this than you are. They're saying that families will continue to be supported by statutory services or connected with other non-statutory family support services in the area. So again, if we read that, other non-statutory family support services, that would suggest there's other support available bar you.
Well, certainly, Stephen, I haven't been informed of this, but let's go back to, I mean, you've mentioned there that this was a pilot, and that is true. It was a pilot for 3 years with a view to, if it was successful, being extended for the next 2 years. The Health and Social Care Board commissioned an independent evaluation, which the board led out on in July last year and trumpeted the success of this service. And I would ask, that's interesting, that statement that's coming back, because on Tuesday of last week, one of my senior directors was with the five trusts, where they said that they wouldn't have the capacity to provide service. And I would remind you that these are families who self-harm, who have suicidal youngsters in the family, addiction, mental health and domestic abuse on the Child Protection Register, who don't just need support 9 to 5. Many of our 240 families a year that we've been working with face the real issues on a Friday night, a Saturday night, or on Sunday. Now, I would ask back to the health board. So really, given that the statutory service would deem to have failed young people, which was the genesis of this project in the first place, what they are condemning these families back to is the statutory services that were deemed totally and wholly inadequate before the commissioning of the service.
This pilot ends then at the end of the month, correct?
Yes, but the board has taken the decision. They had the authority under the contract that we have with them to extend for a cost of 83p per child per day this service.
And they're not doing it.
2 years. So a pilot that was proved to be highly successful, saving money of five government departments, the five government departments have a budget spend of 26 million a day, 9.5 billion annually, and we're asking for 83p per child. It's a scandal, Stephen. Vulnerable children are the first casualty of the failure of the fact that we don't have politicians. Politicians who 12 days ago told me that they were wholly in support of this. And all ministerial advisers, the five ministerial advisers, were doing everything they could. We left no stone unturned pre-election. And you've heard from Stephen Agnew there. We had other parties, DUP, Sinn Féin, Independent.
And you promised me that Arlene Foster personally told you.
Yes. I have in writing, Stephen, from Arlene Foster 2 days before the election saying she was personally supportive of the project.
Will you send me that letter?
I will, most certainly will. And if there's anything that you can do or your listeners can do to reverse this civil service decision, which the politicians were saying this service should be continued at a cost of 83 per child per day. What can you buy? I would ask your listeners and ask you, Stephen, what can you buy for 83p per day?
Well, I also think that we as a programme need to go to the Department of Health, and they are publicly now saying, because when they put this in writing to us and they give these public statements, that these families will continue to be supported by non-statutory family support services as well as statutory.
So I'm unaware of that, given that we have a contract with the Health and Social Care Board.
Well, here's the score. They must know who it is now, because this will be real work, real children who need real help, who need those real non-statutory family support services to be up and going. So we will go to the Department of Health right now and let's see if they can tell us before the end of the programme who are these other non-statutory family support services.
That would be a great answer if we had that.
Right.
I'm not aware of it, and the letter that I received on Friday afternoon just puts it very clearly that they haven't the money to roll out the service, which was not actually the question we were asking, and under contract they have the authority to roll it on for the next 2 years, and I'm still awaiting an answer from...
So why did Richard Pengelly talk in this letter then about... Where is it? I saw it. Yeah. The conclusion of this discussion is at this time it would not be feasible to roll out the service as piloted across Northern Ireland. So are you saying you didn't want to roll it out across Northern Ireland?
We were never commissioned on the basis that Extern or any other provider would be asked to roll it out. This actually is the irony of this, Stephen, because the service was so successful, the board wants to roll it out across Northern Ireland. But we were commissioned for 3 years with a follow-on contract for the next 2 years, and we're still within that period, and the board can make a decision before the end of March to find 83p in their budget per day to continue with this service.
Yeah, you keep on saying 83p, but it's millions of pounds you're after, isn't it?
Well, the cost per child, I would love to know what is the cost of keeping a child on the child protection register. That's a question that I have asked that hasn't been answered. That the evaluation.
I think the other thing. Obviously, this programme has been a lot of coverage on it, but it brings it back to real life.
Yes.
When you said, you know, the amount of money that we have overspent on the renewable heating scheme, and you compare that now to money that we can't spend that we don't have for children.
And I think the point I would make, Stephen, is that, you know, the civil servants at the moment, in the absence of politicians, are making budgetary decisions. And actually, before a budget has been set, civil servants have made a decision to target the most vulnerable in society. And I would also ask, so if the board and the health board are saying that they are commissioning other services, can they deliver that for 83p per day per child?
Right. Well, look, leave this with us and we will go. We're on the phone. Well, we better be. We are. We're on the phone right now to the Department of Health to ask them who these other non-statutory support services are. They've got to be able to name them.
Yes.
Because the families who won't be getting your service will be wondering who is going to step in.
And that's the very real question you asked. How did my staff take it? That's the very real question. Now, they're obviously concerned about their own jobs, but I have to say, all credit to the staff upstairs who are still upstairs in shock, because they were expecting me to come to tell them today that the service had been secured, because that was everything that I was being led to believe by political leaders, including the DUP, who hold the purse strings of three departments in the five-department mix here. The advisors were all been extremely helpful.
Well, look, let's stay in touch with each other. If you can, and thank you for bringing the story to this programme, if you can send me through the letter from Arlene Foster, that'll be helpful for us to have seen that. We're trying to get in touch with Jennifer McCann from Sinn Féin. You say that she also said she would do everything.
Absolutely, she was very helpful. Yes.
Okay, so we will do that. And we're now pursuing the Department of Health to find out what their alternatives actually are, who, as I say, exactly the names of these non-statutory services, who they are, what they're going to do, and to ensure that there's going to be enough coverage for these people who you say are vulnerable. And we'll come back to this tomorrow morning. Is that okay?
Thank you, Stephen.
Thanks a lot, Charlie.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Charlie Mack Bye-bye. From Extern there. Charlie saying that this is the first casualty of the Stormont collapse, and he's saying it's a disgrace that the first casualty is children.